This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out
with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Again, thanks to Adam Wainwright for joining us to lead off the show. Scotty Scheffler is trying to put on a show at the Open Championship. He has a four-shot lead as he is on the ninth hole, 15 under for the championship. A four-shot lead. Rory McIlroy is in a group of four-plus players, looks like four, who are 10 under. But there's another name who has popped up. Making a little run at Scheffler. And joining us is KMOX senior golf editor Dan Reardon, who is watching it all. Hello, Dan.
Chris Goddard, who won the Scottish Open a week ago, sort of a breakthrough win for him, is now 11 under. And Scheffler doubled the eighth hole, and he is 15 under. So we have at least a little bit of a contest going on.
We have a little Red River rivalry, shall we say, with the Texas Longhorn Scheffler being chased by, I believe, an Oklahoma Sooner in Chris Goddard. So we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, Scheffler's just so good, Dan. I just don't see him losing when he's up that big. He doesn't lose when he has a 54-hole lead, and just because he's so steady. I mean, all you really have to do if you're Scotty Scheffler is play Scotty Scheffler golf. Nothing crazy. Just make pars.
And keep in mind that Scheffler is the best in the game of bouncing back from a bogey. So we'll see what he does at nine. He hit a really wonderful tee shot at nine. You know, I've been tracking Scheffler, as many people have, for a long, long time. And I go through and read the transcripts of the interviews at his various tournaments. And I probably have gone through 100 Scotty Scheffler transcripts. And everybody in the room tries to find a way to get behind the curtain to see who the real Scotty is, to get him talking about things that he just has no interest in. And we saw a little bit of that curtain drop this week when Doug Ferguson asked him a question, and Scheffler sort of laid out his philosophy of life. And we find out the guy behind the curtain is the guy in front of the curtain. I mean, he's just, that's who he is. You know, the easiest way for me to describe Scotty Scheffler is to say, look at the way he dresses when he shows up at a golf tournament. He's got a polo and a pair of pants, and he's dressed in business casual. And that's who Scotty Scheffler is as a golfer. He's business casual. He plays golf to win tournaments. All the rest of it, as much as we want him to care about it, he just doesn't focus on that.
Yeah, he made that very clear, didn't he, Dan, this week when he said in so many words that golf isn't everything. That is not what fulfills him as a person. Not that he is saying, you know, there's no point to all of this, but he did make a point in speaking about it in that way.
Yeah, in fact, he was very defensive that they would not take it the wrong way to have him say that. He says, I love golf. I love what I'm doing. It's the luckiest thing in the world. I couldn't dream that I could have had any better life than I have in golf the way it is. But he said, the fact of the matter is that, you know, winning lasts for about 2 minutes, and then I have to go out and play again. And, you know, the other thing he has said recently, and I've always thought was true, he's asked about being number one, and he's been number one for now a really long time. He's in Tiger territory in terms of how many months, years he's been at number one. He's asked about that often. What he says is, I'm proud of the accomplishment, but I play to win golf tournaments. I don't play to be number one in the world. I mean, that's what that's the way he approaches his business, and his business is golf. Years ago, Hale Irwin's wife, Sally, told me, when Hale is at the golf course, he thinks he's at the office. And I think the same is true of Scheffler. He's at the office, and he just enjoys being at that office.
I mean, this is a guy who got arrested and then shot, one under that day, didn't he? Something like that?
Not only that, but when he was in the jail cell, he was going through his stretching exercises, getting ready to go out and play. If anything should, and it did rattle him eventually, and it stayed with him for a while. But I think it's a lesson, you know, Scotty's level of excitement, celebration, is so muted that he doesn't fit into today's world. He is a golf photographer's nightmare because you're not going to get that look, stare at the sky and scream in jubilation. There's no great fist pumps. He gave a couple when he saved a bogey recently. He just keeps going. I got a chance to know Annika Sorenstam pretty well over the years. And Annika was that way. I said Annika played golf with amnesia. No matter what happened on a hole, whether she birdied or doubled, she was on the next tee and she was just playing golf. And there are very few people in golf and there are very few people in sports who play their sport that way. I'm reminded I was a young man that loved to watch Stan Musial play. And I know it's a different time. I don't think there was ever a time that you would say that Musial hot-dogged on any of the things he had done in his great, great career. And I think there's a place in sports for those kinds of people even today. Who is the pro football player that one time told a teammate, when you get in the end zone, act like you've been there before? Scotty has been there before.
Now, that's a good point. Dan Reardon, KMOX golf editor, with us right here. And, you know, that said, Rory McIlroy is one of the greatest players of his generation, and he wears his heart on his sleeve. You can tell if he likes something or doesn't like it in about 2 seconds. And Tiger Woods was laser focused and emotional when he made a big putt, when things didn't go his way. But back to McIlroy, what a scene that was yesterday. My goodness. I mean, the 55-foot eagle in the place erupting, the shot that he had out of that, whatever that was, that rough patch, that hill, and then a ball popped up from underneath his ball. I mean, it just seems like Rory's always wrapped in the middle of it.
You know what that eagle at 12 reminded me of, Tom? It reminded me of Vern Lundquist and the call on Tiger at 16 at the Masters. And I can tell you, having been to Ryder Cups and having been to, 130 majors, the roars we were hearing yesterday for Rory were Ryder Cup roars. They had that level of intensity. They weren't just loud. They were passionate. And then watch that ball trickle down off of that slope and work its way gradually into the hole. And I could just picture Vern making that call.
Oh, absolutely. McIlroy trying to make a charge here. And I heard on the NBC broadcast that they were chirping Scotty a little bit. Good-natured. But the fans there were letting him know, Rory's coming. It's not over yet. Rory's coming. But it is nice to see Rory happy, competing. And actually, it feels like when I hear his interviews, Dan, that Rory is in a good place. I know that he was trying to get himself motivated after winning the Masters, but now this is like a celebration tour for him. He doesn't have to he's putting pressure on himself to win, but he doesn't have to have anything hang.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hanging over him anymore.
And by the way, Scheffler did birdie coming off of the double. And to give you the comment, Rory says, what's next? What's next is the Ryder Cup. That's the way Rory is motivating himself. He pumped himself up to get to Ireland and to play Royal Port Rush. And now he's looking to Bethpage. And, you know, I tweeted yesterday, if there was a way to do it, if Keegan Bradley and Luke Donald could get together, what everybody in golf wants to see is on the final day of the Ryder Cup in the singles, we want to see Scheffler and McIlroy playing against each other. The ratings would be through the ceiling just for that pairing.
We have Belrive member Jim Brennan in studio with us, and I can tell you the 2018 PGA Championship, that place absolutely rocked, but there was a different level of vitriol and kind of, I thought, inappropriate remarks coming from the crowd at Bethpage as I walked with the groups at the PGA Championship there the following year. It's just a different kind of crowd. The Belrive crowd was boisterous, but also respectful, fun, jam-packed. Bethpage is a different level. It's New York, which makes it the greatest home field advantage in Ryder Cup history, I would say, Dan.
And I think they have a good young captain in Keegan Bradley, and I hope that he does not play, even though he's entitled to play. And one quick thought on that, on the galleries, Tom, I think we're sitting on the edge of a very dangerous situation in golf, more so than any sports. You know, there was literally a betting parlor available at the PGA Championship where you could go in and place bets. And of course, people can do that on their phones and they can make prop bets. And the potential is out there that a fan who has a big bet on the line might rise up and yell in the middle of a backswing just to disrupt the player and affect the outcome and maybe win the bet. We saw that actually take place at the celebrity event in Tahoe a couple of years ago, I think, with Steph Curry. And I think golf has, like I said, a thin edge to deal with. It'll never happen at the Masters because you can't bring your phone in at the Masters. But I think the potential when we get to the Ryder Cup at Bethpage is something like that could take place.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. What about moving forward into next year? Because we are going to talk to Jim here in a little bit about something that he's involved in to raise thousands and thousands of dollars for charity. That is on the way. But next year is the BMW Championship at Belrive. What are you hearing about that, Dan, in terms of momentum? Now, I hear that Gary Player is going to be presented at the press event for the Stiefel Charity Classic. This also happens to be the 60th anniversary of his U.S. Open title at Belrive in 1965. Belrive Country Club back at it again, Dan, in 2026 and 30.
And sitting on a pot of gold, I think, in the sense of where the game of golf is now and where it's headed. Because you do have the Ryder Cup leading into next year, and then you have Scheffler with apparently going to be going for a Grand Slam when he gets to the U.S. Open. There's so many things on the horizon. And, you know, even to the if they could just get a couple of players back from LIV, John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau, to play on this tour, I think they'd be in a perfect world. You know, DeChambeau shot 64 today. He went from 78 on the opening round to probably finishing in the top 10. Like I said, Belrive is positioned at that point on the calendar where it's a pot of gold. And St. Louis will turn out for that kind of event, and they will provide the kind of emotion that golfers love.
The FedEx Cup standings, when I look at them, how many go, Dan, to the BMW?
The 30 players 30, go to BMW. Right.
Top 30.
They're the last event before they go to Atlanta. They go to Memphis, and then they come to St. Louis, and they go to Atlanta.
So just so people understand, if it was this year, here's what your projected standings are. Scheffler, McIlroy, Straka, Henley, Justin Thomas, Ben Griffin, J.J. Spaun, Harris English, Tommy Fleetwood, Keegan Bradley. That's the top 10. And then it goes McNeely, Connors, Novak, Oberg, Taylor, Lowry, Morikawa, Harmon, McIntyre, and Matsuyama. That's a pretty good 20 there. The last 10, let me see if I can find that, would be Cantlay, Burns, Rose, Hovland, Glover, Berger, Girard, M, and Fox. So some big names in there and potentially some others. Shoffley's 40 right now, so he's got some work to do to get back. But it is going to be, I always get a little more excited talking about these majors when I know that the big dogs are coming to St. Louis the following year.
And, Tom, after every major report I've done this year, after every major panel I've done for Cam Watts, I've always mentioned to people that I've talked to, they'll be here next year. That's something you just can't count on. Thanks to Bell Reeve, we can.
We can count on you, though. We appreciate you, Dan. Thanks so much for all that you do for us and reporting on what you're seeing here on the Open Championship as we continue to follow Scottie Scheffler's ride to a fourth major championship.
Enjoyed it, Tom.
Thank you. Dan Reardon with us on KMOX. He is our senior golf editor. When we come back, again, Jim Brennan, he can play some golf. He is a great ambassador for Bell Reeve, but also for the Gervais Syndrome Foundation. We'll talk some golf, life, and the charity event coming up for Jim Brennan and his great group. With Dan Reardon, with Adam Wainwright, I'm Tom Ackerman. Coming up next hour, Lutz Fan and Steel. Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star talks some Big Ten football with us, and Bernie Miklas. Big show today. Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.